KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, the Atlantic Trojan boys golf team is the Hawkeye 10 Conference champions. At the Fox Run Golf Course yesterday, they played their 18-hole rounds, and the Trojans win it by a single stroke, shooting a 314. Glenwood at 315 was second. Kemper Catholic plays third at 321. Lewis Central, 326, was fourth. And Denison, with a 340, placing fifth. Those are the top five in the conference last night. For the Trojans, Braden Smith led them in scoring, shooting a 74, and that put him as the runner-up medalist overall. Ryan Leith of Glenwood shot a 71 for his third conference title in his career. Matt Gearhart of Atlantic was third with a 76. Kyle Reno of Atlantic placed fourth, shooting a 77. Cole Collison of Kemper Catholic ended up shooting 77, good for fifth place. Jay Swanson of Harlan also posted 77, placing sixth in yesterday's meet. On the girls' side, Creston won the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship for the second straight year. The Panthers shooting a 362 in a meet held at the Clarinda Golf and Country Club, edging out Atlantic, who shot 369 for second place. Glenwood at 406 was third. Kemper Catholic and Lewis Central each shot 411 for fourth and fifth place. Riley Driscoll of Creston was the medalist, shooting a 78 the low round. Bailey Newell of Atlantic was runner-up medalist, shooting an 81. Right behind her, her teammate, Alyssa Ginther, who shot 82 for Atlantic to place third. Sydney Hartsock of Creston with an 87 was fourth, and Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic with a 90, placing fifth in that meet yesterday. Exira EHK boys golf team is the champions at the Rolling Valley Conference tournament yesterday. The Spartans shooting a team total of 322 at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and that was best in the six teams in the field. Cam was a runner-up with a 357. Coon Rapids Bayard at 367 was third. Everett Carroll of Exira EHK was the individual medalist, shooting a 71. Ben Tibkin of Cam shot 76 for second place. Will Carroll of Exira EHK carded 77 for third. Cole Burmeister for Exira EHK was fourth, shooting an 82. While Booyer Valley's Conlon Peterson was fifth with an 87. Also in the top 10, Logan Lawrence of Cam. He posted 90 for eighth place overall. On the girls' side, the Booyer Valley Bulldogs girls' golf team, the champs at the Rolling Valley Conference girls' golf tournament held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. They shot a 390 total. Coon Rapids Bayard at 434 was second. Cam with a 444 was third. Exira EHK at 456 placing fourth. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the individual medalist, shooting the low round of 89. Abby Miller of Booyer Valley with a 91 was second. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK placed third, shooting a 93 in yesterday's meet, while a couple of Booyer Valley golfers, Katie Puck and Caitlin Nielsen, were fourth and fifth. Puck shot 97, Nielsen a 100 in yesterday's meet. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Tennis Tourney is about halfway there. They finished up the doubles section of the tournament yesterday. They started the tournament in Denison, but then when rain and some threatening weather came in, they packed up, loaded up, headed south, went to Red Oak to the indoor facility to continue playing. In first round action at number one doubles, Emma Templeton and Chloe Davis of Atlantic defeated Kennedy Corner and Peyton Spahr 8-5 in first round action yesterday. In the quarterfinal round, it was Natalie Gilbert and Mariah Munsinger of Shenandoah downing Templeton and Davis of Atlantic 8-0. To advance onto the quarterfinals. Templeton and Davis dropped into consolation where they were beaten by Shields and Calvin of Creston in first-round consolation play. The overall champions ended up being Gilbert and Munsinger of Shenandoah. They won first place at number one doubles. At number two doubles, first-round action saw Molly McFadden and Tessa Grooms of Atlantic defeat Anna Shui and Ainsley Wofford of St. Albert 8-2. In the quarterfinals, McFadden and Grooms were defeated by Kaylee Philby and Chloe Johnson of Red Oak 8-0. They moved into the consolation bracket where McFadden and Grooms were winners over Oliveira and Rivas of Denison 9-7, and they were beaten in the consolation semifinals by a doubles team from Creston, Driscoll and Dunphy 8-5. The doubles team from Atlantic, Grooms and McFadden, ended up placing eighth overall as they were defeated by Parker and Burns of Lewis Central 8-5 in the championship match. Philby and Johnson of Red Oak went on to win the number two doubles division. Singles will continue today. They'll start at 9 o'clock this morning back in Red Oak to finish up the singles portion of the championships. In Major League Baseball action last night, Miles Michaelis scattered three hits over seven innings, and the Cardinals shut out the Phillies 6-0, ending a four-game skid. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Yadier Molina, Matt Carpenter, and Paul DeJong homered to back Michaelis, who struck out five and didn't allow a walk in his second longest outing of the season. John Brebbia and Jordan Hicks finished that five-hitter. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat San Francisco 12-4, Milwaukee over Washington 5-3, and Miami over Chicago 6-5, L.A. beat Atlanta 5-3, San Diego over New York 4-0. In the American League, homers by George Springer, Carlos Correa, and Robinson Chirinos highlighted the Astros' 6-4 win over Kansas City. Springer opened the first with his 11th home run of the season. Chirinos hit a two-run drive, and Correa was 3-for-4. Running his hitting streak to 16 games, Hector Rondon got out of a bases-loaded jam in the eighth thanks to a barehanded play by second baseman Jose Altuve on a soft chopper. Elsewhere in the AL, the White Sox beat Cleveland 9-1, New York over Seattle 7-3, Baltimore beat Boston 4-1, Minnesota 8-0 over Toronto. In interleague play, Tampa Bay 12-1 over Arizona. In other baseball news, Atlanta Braves pitcher Kevin Gausman has appealed the five-game suspension he received on Monday for throwing a fastball behind Miami pitcher Jose Urena last week. Gausman was ejected last Friday after his first pitch to Urena sailed behind his knees. It was Urena's first game against the Braves since being suspended for six games for intentionally hitting Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. last August, triggering a benches clearing confrontation. Gausman can pitch until Major League Baseball rules on his appeal. Dodgers outfielder A.J. Pollock will be out for at least 6 weeks after undergoing surgery Thursday to clear up an infection in his right elbow. Pollock said doctors inserted a catheter into his left biceps in order to deliver antibiotics to that affected area in his right arm. The Red Sox have placed left-hander David Price on the 10-day injured list because of tendonitis in his pitching elbow. The 33-year-old Price is 1-2 with a 3.75 ERA in six starts and has allowed three runs or fewer in his last four appearances. On the strength of its six straight series wins, including taking two of three games from number 18 UC Irvine last weekend at Duane Banks Field, the University of Iowa baseball team has made its debut in the top 25 rankings. The Hawkeyes come in at number 24 by D1Baseball.com. That's the program's first ranking by D1Baseball.com since the 2015 season when Iowa climbed as high as 14th. That ranking is the first for the program since the 2017 season when the Hawkeyes were ranked 28th by Collegiate Baseball following its Big Ten tournament title run. The Hawkeyes are one of two Big Ten teams in the rankings. Illinois is ranked 25th after taking two of three games from Indiana to knock the Hoosiers out of the top 25. Iowa is 29-17 overall. They're 11-7 in Big Ten play, sitting in a tie for third in the league standings with 2 weekends remaining in the regular season. The Hawkeyes close out their home schedule May 10th through the 12th, hosting Michigan State at Duane Banks Field. Well, it could be running back by committee for Iowa State next season. David Montgomery is now a Chicago Bear after finishing third in the Big 12 in rushing at just over 101 yards per game. Senior Sheldon Crony is the most veteran member of the running back room after seeing limited action a year ago.
Being the one who's been there the longest, I kind of feel like the guy that kind of needs to, you know, just lead the way a little bit and, you know, kind of show, you know, Brees, really, the ropes, you know, everyone else has been in the room for a pretty long time. So, you know, just keep the running back room together, really. That's my main goal is to keep us tight-knit, and I think we'll be good from there.
Offensive coordinator Tom Manning says he likes the potential of the running backs.
It's like everybody. It's what you do on a day-to-day basis is really building your resume to give yourself an opportunity, you know, down the road. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of work for everybody, and I've just been real happy with, you know, really how they've worked and how they're progressing.
Junior Kane Nwango is another veteran at running back, and he was an all-Big 12 kick returner a year ago. Manning says they're exploring different ways to get Nwango the ball. Well, the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors are all even through 4 games of the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. James Harden scored 38 points, and the Rockets even their series at 2 games each with a 112-108 win over the two-time defending champs. Game 5 is Wednesday in Oakland. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks find themselves just 1 win away from their first appearance in the Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 39 points and 16 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 113-101 victory and a 3-1 lead in the conference semifinals against the Celtics. The Bucks can close out that series at home on Wednesday. It'll be the Boston Bruins against the Carolina Hurricanes in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. Tuukka Rask stopped 39 shots, and the Bruins closed out their second-round series, downing the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-0 in Game 6. Over in the Western Conference, the Avalanche have forced a Game 7 in their second-round series with the Sharks. Colorado squandered 3 leads before Gabriel Landeskog scored 2:32 into overtime to give the Avs a 4-3 win over the Sharks. Game 7 is Wednesday in San Jose. Martin Truex Jr. is one of Monday race at Dover International Speedway for the second time in his career, 12 years after capturing his first NASCAR Cup victory on the track on a Monday. Truex pulled away from the field down the stretch to reach victory lane for the second time in three races. He gave Joe Gibbs Racing its seventh win in 11 starts this season. Alex Bowman finished second for the second straight week, 9.5 seconds behind Truex after starting in the back of the field because of inspection issues. Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, and pole sitter Chase Elliott round out the top five. And Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has denied the appeal of Maximum Security's disqualification as Kentucky Derby winner for interference, saying the stewards' decision is not subject to appeal. Racing stewards disqualified Maximum Security to 17th place on Saturday and elevated Country House to first after an objection filed by two jockeys. Stewards determined he impeded the paths of several horses in the race. Owner Gary West has confirmed to the Associated Press that Maximum Security will not run in the upcoming Preakness, saying there's no need without a chance to compete for the Triple Crown. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.